When the United States Supreme Court made a landmark ruling earlier this year saying Congress never disestablished the Muscogee Creek Nation's reservation, some believe the decision would extend to the rest of the five tribes. As KOSU's Allison Herrera reports, that scenario is now playing out in Seminole County.
Coker Dean Barker and Ashley Little are accused of first-degree murder in the April 2019 death of 43-year-old Michael Kilo in Seminole County. Barker and Little are in custody awaiting trial, but who gets to try this case is up for debate.
A Native American who commits an offense, a major offense, such as murder or robbery, then it falls under the Major Crimes Act, and they have to be prosecuted in federal court.
That's Barker's attorney, Peter Astor. In early September, Astor filed a motion to dismiss the state of Oklahoma's case against his client, citing lack of jurisdiction. His client is a citizen of the Seminole Nation, and the alleged crime took place inside the reservation's boundaries. Seminole County District Court Judge Timothy Olson agreed, and the Seminole Nation filed an amicus brief in the case, saying that as Muscogee Creek Nation asserted in the U.S. Supreme Court case, that their reservation boundary was also never disestablished. The district attorney, Paul Smith, is appealing. He says the McGirt decision is creating confusion and fear for families of victims.
Right now, we've got a situation where, due to a lack of clarity, we don't know whether or not McGirt applies to the Chickasaws, the Seminoles, the Cherokees, and the Choctaws like it does to the Creeks. That's a real problem.
Astor wants to make it clear that his client isn't using the McGirt decision to escape a trial or justice.
The case does not go away, that it's a matter of choosing the correct or having it tried in the right forum.
Stacy Leeds is a Cherokee Nation citizen, a professor of Indian law at the University of Arkansas, and a newly appointed district court judge for the Muscogee Creek Nation. She says cases like Barker's will continue to come up through district courts throughout Oklahoma.
You're going to see McGirt play out in each of the tribes, but they all have slightly different language in their treaties and in their allotment agreements. And although the federal statutes tend to apply to all five tribes, there's still some very tribally specific distinctions.
Leeds says there are more than 40 cases that have been filed with the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals seeking a dismissal because of jurisdictional issues related to the McGirt decision. I'm Allison Herrera.